In Alaska, Medicaid is known as Denali Care and Denali Kid Care, and it's covering more Alaskans than ever, nearly 1 in 3 state residents, including most children. The biggest concentration of new enrollees has been among young adults. Darren McKnight is one of them. A 30-year-old Ketchikan resident, McKnight enrolled in the program in May. If this was a normal summer, he would have probably been able to find work as an experienced cook, and that could have paid his healthcare costs. But this isn't a normal summer.
Tourism taking the hit that it has in Ketchikan was definitely the last nail in the coffin.
Receiving Medicaid has provided assurance for McKnight. It paid for 2 COVID tests, which came back negative. And it's allowed him to receive mental health treatment that he described as life-saving.
Plenty of folks are losing jobs. Plenty of folks are losing insurance. I'm sure a lot of people are getting a lot of the help that they really need.
Alaska's Medicaid enrollment increase has been more than 5%. That's actually a smaller increase than most states have reported. Some of the groups that are signing up fastest in Alaska are women and people who live in northern, western, and southwest Alaska. Job loss is a big reason for the increase, but it's not the only one. Medicaid enrollment usually has a churn to it. People are constantly joining and leaving, but that's not happening now. No one's leaving because the federal government has prevented the state from dropping people during the pandemic. Right now, that's benefiting the state's bottom line. The federal government is paying for a larger share of the cost for most Medicaid enrollees. But in return, the state can only end Medicaid for people who've died, moved out of the state, or asked to be removed. Shonda O'Brien oversees Medicaid enrollment as the director of the State Division of Public Assistance.
The intent is really to keep more people eligible during the pandemic and not have folks without health care.
This isn't the first time Alaska has seen Medicaid enrollment jump. Just 5 years ago, Medicaid was expanded under the Affordable Care Act, and enrollment went up. But that increase was accompanied by a significant backlog of people waiting to get into the program, which at one point reached 27,000. It hasn't happened this time. O'Brien says a quick response to the pandemic, including from state staff working from home, has contributed to that.
So from the time an application comes into the office and the time that a staff person takes a look at that application is usually within 3 days.
But more patients means more need for healthcare services. The impact on providers has varied across Alaska. Some providers are seeing more patients, with different types of services required as a result of COVID-19. Carol Osterman is the executive director and CEO of the Kodiak Community Health Center.
We are definitely seeing an increase in the number of patients that we're seeing right now. They're COVID-related, and we're doing a large increase in testing.
In addition, there's been a big shift in how the center is serving patients. Before the pandemic, only one out-of-state psychiatric nurse practitioner was providing remote telehealth care. Now, all of the Kodiak Center's providers provide telehealth care. While more Alaskans are covered by Medicaid, it's not yet clear if the state will have to spend more money on the program, which is the second largest in the state's budget after public education. But the Department of Health and Social Services says Medicaid spending in the first 11 weeks of the state budget that started in July is on track with what the state projected. Even if the enrollment increase doesn't directly cause a spending problem, the state faces another Medicaid budget challenge on the horizon. The increased federal match could end in December, but that's only if the federal government doesn't extend the national public health emergency, which is scheduled to expire on October 23rd. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.